December 28, 1917. Jesus wants the continuous acts of the creature. It does not matter if they are small. As long as there is the motion, the seed, He unites them to His own and makes them great. Continuing in my usual state and being a little in suffering, I was thinking to myself, how is it that it is not given to me to find rest, either at night or during the day? Rather, the weaker and the more in suffering, the more my mind is awake and unable to rest. And my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, you do not know the reason, but I do. And now I will tell you. My humanity had no rest. And even in my sleep, I had no respite. But I worked intensively. And this because having to give life to everyone and to everything, and redo everything within me, it was convenient for me to work without stopping for one instant. And one who must give life must be a continuous motion and an uninterrupted act. So, I was in continuous act of making lives of creatures come out of myself and of receiving them. Had I wanted to rest, how many lives would not come out? How many, without my continuous act, would not develop and would remain withered? How many would not enter into me because the act of life of the one who alone can give life would be missing? Now, my daughter, wanting you together with me in my will, I want your continuous act. So, your awake mind is act. The murmuring of your prayer is act. The movements of your hands, the beating of your heart, the moving of your gaze are acts. They may be small, but what do I care? As long as there's the motion, the seed, I unite them to my own and I make them great. And I give them the virtue of producing lives. My acts, too, were not all great in appearance, especially when, as a little one, I moaned and suckled milk from my mama. I amused myself in kissing her, caressing her, and tangling my little hands with hers. When I was a little older, I picked flowers, I drew the water, and other things. These were all small acts, but they were united in my will, in my divinity. And this was enough. And they were so great as to be able to create millions and billions of lives. So, while I was moaning, lives of creatures were coming out from my moans. I suckled, I kissed, I caressed, but it was lives that were coming out. Souls were flowing in my fingers and tangled with the hands of my mama. And while I picked flowers and drew the water, it was souls that were coming out from the heartbeat of my uncreated heart. And they entered into it. My motion was continuous. This is the reason for your vigil. When I see your motion, your acts in my will, now placing themselves at my side, now flowing in my hands, now in my voice, in my mind, in my heart. I make of them the motion of all, and I give life to each one in my will, giving them the virtue of my acts. And I make them run for the salvation and for the good of all.